Dear Lord, please listen as I pray to you.
Good morning, everybody. Happy New Day. Happy Thursday. I trust that everybody is feeling in tip-top shape. It is June 1st. We are halfway through the year today, right here, right now. And things are happening, and they're happening in the most miraculous way I know how. I want to start today by just expressing my gratitude just for the day, for the new day. And I know during the first of the month, a lot of people express that, you know, it's a new month, a new year, the summer's almost here. I want to get in shape. I want to do the things. I need to lose this extra 10 pounds that I've gained. I want to be healthier. All the things, right? All the complete things. And I know before on this show we talked about blood type and your diet, and consume and how you should consume it. But I want to dibble and dabble a little bit on herbs today. And I want to talk about herbs today because you need to know the herbs that are good for you. So in addition to learning that blood type and learning other things, I want to talk about food, how it really is work on your body when you consume it. Case in point, a lot of y'all know my story. Y'all know I've been a conscious eater, having a plant-based diet for 15-plus years now. And a lot of times, when I consume different foods, different herbs, different spices and things, my skin is the first thing that reacts. It is the first indicator that I have had something that wasn't what I needed it to be. So I go on these fasts and I do these cleanses. Shout out to me. Every day in July, I consumed watermelon. I ate it and I drank the juice for the entire month of June. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm living in the future. For the whole month of May, I consumed watermelon and I drank watermelon juice. As far as substances go, as food that I consumed, I was on a high-protein diet, so I consume a lot of beans, kidney beans, chickpeas, black-eyed peas, navy beans, white beans, red beans, beans, okay? I was a bean head for the month of May. I consume a lot of quinoa and couscous and mostly watermelon and the watermelon juice. And, of course, we had water. So the month of May, my skin, it was popping, family, okay? It was popping. I didn't have any acne. I didn't have any of the prominent little white bumps that have pus in them, like that you normally get. They're turning to white heads or black heads if you don't, you know, treat them around the nose area and the bottom of the chin. This is an indicator that, you know, something is going on with your gut. So first, let's talk about the face and the indicators of what type of detox or cleanse or dietary change that needs to be made. So when you break out along the forehead, this is normally something that we – hold on, because, you know, I have notes. And you guys could Google this. Or a face grid and food consumptions or allergies. And around the forehead is where a lot of times we will see that we consume, the things that we consume affect us most. So like, if you're consuming like fried, greasy foods, maybe your forehead and along the jawline will break out. this is also an indicator that, like, you have gut issues, and you need to flush it out. So maybe you're not consuming enough water, and you that shows on the face. Okay, sorry guys, I was making sure I had my notes. So yeah, you want to know that, you know, these are things that's going on with your gut, with your liver, with your kidneys, with your digestive system, with your intestines and the elimination process. And maybe everything is not being broken down all the way, or maybe everything is not getting rid of in this process. So your face is that first indicator. Your skin is that indicator, because your skin is the largest organ on your body. It absorbs everything. So that's why we need to be mindful of the type of lotions or oils or skin products that we use, because it is absorbed quickly, and then it is absorbed at a rate where you will have the most reactions wherever you put it. Now, for about 2 months, I have deprived myself of this lovely, lovely seasoning called nutritional yeast. So nutritional yeast gives food like a cheesy, buttery flavor. Most plant-based people use it in their mac and cheese. It's great as a topping. You can put it on popcorn. You can put it on kale and season it. And you can add that to anything. It's a great addition and a great flavoroid that gives your palate, you know, what you feel that you are missing when you're in a plant-based diet or a conscious eater mode and you don't consume dairy or cheese or byproducts. So nutritional yeast has been one of my favorite things until I deprived myself from it for about 2 months, and I learned that it does have benefits, but also it houses things that are not good for you if you can't break them down and consume it. So first of all, nutritional yeast is exactly what it is. It is a yeast, specifically a spice of fungus is called Saccharomyces. And I may be messing that up, but I think that is it. And unlike the yeast we use in bread, which is activated, meaning it's alive, through the cells in the yeast, in nutritional yeast, the cells are deactivated. So what I learned today, folks, when I was today years old, when I reached out to one of my good friends, Jazz of God, which is a really dope healer out of North Carolina by way of Atlanta, and he's super, super awesome. He's well knowledgeable, been plant-based his entire life. His parental units are plant-based and conscious eaters, and he's just been around healers like his whole life. And he was like, you know, you have to activate nutritional yeast. I go, what? You got to activate it? He's like, yeah, you can't just consume it as it is, because the strand that is used to create that is like molasses. And, you know, over time, excuse me, sorry, over time, bless
you.
Thank you. You need to be sure that if you are heavily consuming it, that you're also using something to dilute it, because in its deactivated state, it's actually not good for consumption. Wow. Okay. Makes sense. So one of my favorite restaurants, they have kale wraps, and they use nutritional yeast in their kale wraps. And, you know, sometimes I deprive myself from things just to see how my body will react, just to see how things will come to terms and all the things. So I did not have nutritional yeast in any shape or fashion other than in cooked food. If you were listening earlier, you must cook it to activate it. So I was eating it as the on top. I was using it as toppings, as seasonings. I was eating it on popcorn. I was putting it on top of my salad.
I'll put it on top of my food as a garnish. Honey, I was nutritional geek out. But my face was telling me was that it was being broke out. And it was like bumped along the nose and the jawline, which indicated that something was going on with my gut. Now, y'all know I'm the big deal and the dope killer. So I'm always reaching it. And I don't, you know, try not to consume too much sugar and things because my face tells me first. And I consumed this food. And when I tell you, in about 6 hours, my face looked like a pizza. So I had to go into reactive mode and use some Elidel cream for hydrocortisone. Also, aloe vera, all the things, those type things. And they took overnight. It's very red, and it's kind of itchy. When I called, you know, my friend Jazz this morning, like, hey, what is going on with my skin? You know, I haven't had, you know, nutritional teeth in a while, and this is what's going on. And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, when I used to, like, work with it a lot, it would break my arms out.
Hey, Georgette.
Hey.
It is really hard to hear you.
Oh, I don't know what's
there
going
we go.
On. Is this okay? Let's do this. Let's see if this is better.
Stop multitasking.
I'm actually not. I was sitting here. I think I just held the phone differently because I'm actually laying down. That's the other part that we're gonna talk about later on in the show as to why I'm always laying down these days. Is this better? Because I hooked up a mic. Is this better?
Yeah, it's your mic keeps cutting in and out. That's what it is.
All right, give me 1 second, guys.
Right now, you're perfect.
Okay, I just moved it. And I'm not going to move again. Okay, so I called. I think we were at the point. So my face breaks out because I consumed this. I consumed a large amount of nutritional yeast yesterday. I ate it in a wrap, and it was so freaking delicious. But I realized about 4 hours after that, my scalp really itchy, and then my face became really itchy. And then by 11:30 last night, because I consumed it about 5:30, and then I ate the rest of it around about 8 p.m. after my workout, and my face around the nose, around my chin, these fine white bumps came up. And, of course, we always want to pop them, but we don't. We let them do their thing. They'll dry up in 24, 48 hours if you just put the right things on them. So, like I said, I put Elidel cream, hydrocortisone, and I use aloe gel to, you know, to kind of help with the itchiness and the redness. Now, this morning, I woke up, it has subsided substantially, and I'm grateful, but today I have to consume that gallon of water to continue to flush out my gut so that I don't have problems again. So one of the things I want you to know and learn from this is that the foods that you normally want to consume and the foods that you crave, listen to your body, because your body is that. Also, that indicator that say we need things. So if you are feeling a little bit tired, a little bit dizziness and dry mouth, you may just need to consume a few glasses of water to kind of get yourself back regulated. I learned this recently that when your body needs things, it will do things. So when you go to the restroom and you pee, you need to go ahead and replenish your water back in your body because your body has absorbed this water. It's used it to filtrate and cleanse, and now it's eliminated the things it doesn't need. So you need to go ahead and immediately put that water back in your body. your liver takes about 6 ounces of water to filtrate itself, and that's what it needs to properly run. Your kidneys, they need about 6 to 7 ounces of water for it to do, and then your blood needs about 16 ounces of water to continue to flow and make new water. So it is important to consume that water to make sure all the rest of the organs in your body are doing what they need to do to protect you, to fix, to repair, to house, to do all the things to keep you going. So if you can't consume that gallon of water, at least try to get a half a gallon. A half a gallon of water will, a half a gallon of water consumed daily will allow your bodily functions to go off without a hitch, and everything is good and you are well rested and it repairs itself. That's a half a gallon of water. The gallon of water makes sure that, okay, your body can replenish itself, it can restore, it can renew, it can repair, and then it has a reserve of water that it can use once you go out into the elements and the sun and the wind and the things dry out your skin or everything, so your body is constantly replenishing that water. Or you go outside and you sweat, your body is replenishing it. So just knowing that, hey, when I have a certain type of craving, that's an indicator. And so
Georgia,
if you, yes.
Without making you lose your train of thought, while you're right there, one of the shows you did with us, two of the most common ones, sugar and salt. Can you hit sugar and salt, the craving sugar and salt, what your body's needing real quickly while you're right there? Please, ma'am.
I was just about to go there. So, first of all,
okay,
hey, country, how you feeling? And second of
go right ahead, babe.
Yeah, when you are getting ready to, when your body is telling you, hey, I need sugar, that is an indicator that we have a parasite. When your body's saying, hey, we need salt, that's an indicator that you need more water in your diet because, you know, it's craving salt. Your body does need a certain level of salt to have itself, you know, your skin is salty when you sweat, blood is salty if you've ever tasted it, like, in your mouth or whatever. So you need these things, clotting of the blood if you're ever, like, bleeding out somewhere. So these small indicators let you know that your body needs things. So flushing your system is something that you need to do at least once a week. Flushing your lymphatic system and your overall digestive system and your immune system, these things need to be done quarterly or as the seasons change. So at least 3 to 4 times a year. You have to look at it just like your body is a vehicle. You go and get your car's oil changed, you need to get your body's oil changed. You need to take the time out to say, hey, this is what I need to do. So this is when it comes into changing your diet for specific needs. One thing I wanted to share with you guys in my discovery of, like, my skin and what's going on is that every single month there is a produce calendar that circulates the internet. You can Google it. You can do all the things. So a few of the vegetables that you want to consume this month that will aid in repairing your body and cleansing it is going to be arugula, asparagus, beets, black-eyed peas, bok choy, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, collards. Y'all know I love me some collards. Corn, cucumbers, edamame, eggplant, green beans, spinach, lettuce, lima beans, mushroom, mustard greens. Do not be confused with collards. These are mustard greens. Okra, peas, all the peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers, green peppers, peppers. Rhubarb, squash, Swiss chard, tomatoes, watercress, yam, and zucchini. That's going to be your vegetables. The fruits that you want to consume this month are going to be apricots, avocados, blackberries, blueberries, cantaloupe, cherries, figs, honeydew, lemon, mango, nectarine, oranges, peaches, pineapples, plums, raspberries, strawberries, and, of course, watermelon. So if you can pull you at least five from each category to work through this month and obtain those things in your diet, I guarantee you will begin to feel a whole lot better. And for,
all right, I got a question.
Go for it.
Why?
Why? Because these are the produce and fruits that are currently in season. We have to learn to eat the things that are in season and to consume the, this is like consuming the environment that is around us. If you ingest the environment, this is your vaccine. Going outside, getting sunlight, being outside, breathing fresh air, and consuming produce that is in season, this, you're ingesting the environment, the atmosphere. So then this becomes like your body's way of saying, all right, just put everything in us. Let's see how we're going to use it. Let's see how we're going to break it down. So this is, quote, unquote, your vaccine for the month by consuming that are in season. Go ahead.
I need your help right here. I have a, I won't say a lot, but I will use that word sparingly. I have a lot of friends that are fighting against diabetes, and the biggest misleader amongst people that are fighting with diabetes is, oh, you can't have that. It has sugar in it. Even diabetics
need sugar.
Can you talk about sugar? Because sometimes even my friends of mine that are into juicing and add all those wonderful things in there, like kales and beets and carrots and all those things. One friend says, oh, I used to put pineapple in there, but it's too much sugar in there for me. Can you talk to us about diabetics and the ones that crave? We talked about salt cravings and sugar cravings, but when you throw a curveball at diabetics or people that are facing diabetes, the consumption of sugar, the good sugars and the bad sugars.
I have a suggestion as well.
I'm sorry, you were a little low. Say that again, caller.
I have a suggestion as well. This Jazz.
Okay,
here.
Go for it.
I hear y'all out dealing with the diabetes and mystery of that. Really, and food overall, it's like in our system, our body system, we kind of like, well, to pick up where you left off, Georgette, on when you had was talking about the cleanse and basically detoxing, kind of flushing out the system.
Second caller. I just want to introduce you. This is one of my good friends and life partners. His name is Jazz of God. He is a holistic healer. He is just all things amazing. He's a capoeira expert. He's martial art. He's yoga. He's a phenomenal healer, and I've learned so much from him. So I'm super excited that you were able to get on the call and give us your expertise as well. So go for it, Jazz.
For sure. I just had support, you know. Still progressing and learning as well. Throughout my journey of learning and dealing with family members that had diabetes as well, and even just preventing certain feelings within myself, filling out my body of how I feel when I consume, I came to the point of really, like, consuming less is where it's at, because all that you need is within inside. The water aspect is great. We are mainly water. I mean, we may sweat it out. You know, sometimes if you stay active, it's good to replenish. But if you're not being active at that point, then you're not really detoxifying and letting those waters out like that. But the main putback when it comes to diabetes and when it comes to consuming is really focusing on the iron because of our carbon base genetics. The minerals that we need, that's one of the main minerals that we need that gives energy and that brings equilibrium to the body, that cleanses out, that refreshes the cells and that cleans the blood. I mean, that's the basis of it all. So if you want to focus on ridding of anything, it's by fasting and starving that something that's trying to take over your cells and your body. You were speaking of parasites and things like that, viruses, or sicknesses, ailments, diseases. So it's really to just fast that out. That's where the power comes in of healing. It's fasting, not really just jamming foods. And even fruits and vegetables, you know, it's a lot of vegetables. The fruits that may not be too good for your genetics, depending on who you are, you know, depending on where you come from. And that play a great role into it as well. So finding out more of who you are and your genetics would be a key to it. But as you're finding that out, it's best to fast so you can fully develop and progress and process how to move and what your body actually wants in the moment. So that's, and it sounds easy, but it's really a discipline, you know, a major thing to do, like day in and day out, watching what you eat and knowing what you eat and really consuming at a simple basis, because the more complex you get, the more it's going to be hard to digest, and that's more work you're putting on your body, like you were saying, Georgette. Like, it's definitely work. Yeah. So
it's Country Boy again. One of the things that Georgette pointed out to us a couple of shows back, and I just did my own personal survey that day with some personal friends and asking them, hey, by the way, do you know what your blood type is?
For sure.
Nine out of 10 people, Georgette, and you can elaborate on that as I make one more statement. 9 out of 10 people that I asked what their blood type was, first of all, they looked at me like, why are you asking me that? But then after I gave them Georgette's cliff note on why you should know, boom, they didn't know. And then the second part of this question is about water. Y'all just happen to be listening to the Mighty Aquarian, and they, one of the zodiac of Aquarian. But as we talk about people and how much water they need to consume, throw your curveball and talk about the people that consume water, but lack of better term, cannot hold their water. What does that actually mean? That's a compound question to either one of y'all. You can't hold your water. Talk to me about blood type.
Okay, so we're going to give him the blood type, but I want to answer your first question. So when it comes to type 1 and type 2 diabetes, and it comes to your sugar, one is hyperglycemic and one is hypo. So one is overly active and one is inactive. In type 1 diabetes, your pancreas is not making the amount of insulin or any at all. The type 2, type 1, it doesn't make it at all. Type 2 is it doesn't make enough. So the insulin is what, you know, what we should be making. So getting in. So when diabetics say, oh, I can't have that, or I can't do that because, you know, I have a high blood sugar, there are ways to accommodate that. The white sugar, which I always refer to that as crack, because your brain registers it as the same as crack, love, and white sugar. So we don't want to consume the white sugar, but stevia is a great alternative for people who can do stevia. I like monk fruit, and I love coconut sugar. Both of those are great alternatives, and they're actually good on your body when you are a diabetic. Now, you still kind of sort of need sugar, even if you are a diabetic. Now, what the type of sugar, what you get, is the thing. So if you're consuming fresh pressed juice, and juice does have a high sugar content, but it's the type of sugar that your body can burn off faster because it's all natural. So it's a different type. Now, for those who are hyperglycemic and you want to cut back on that, you could definitely not consume so much as like the pineapples, but strawberries are not sweet when you juice them. Blueberries are not sweet when you juice them. as well as raspberries. Berries are a great alternative when you have high blood sugar to regulate it. Also, we're in watermelon season, guys. Watermelon juice helps you out tremendously if you're hyper or hypoglycemic when it comes to your blood sugar. It regulates it. So consuming watermelon juice on the daily or consuming it and eating it, you can help yourself in both those forms.
And again,
now,
that's another
mm-hmm.
one.
Okay.
That's another high fruit melon that's in that has high iron, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So and vitamins and whatnot, but the iron is the main thing to help regulate everything, all your organs in the body. Like, that will really bring a homeostasis to your body if you focus on the iron. And through, like, your fruits, you can get the natural sugars, like you're saying, to produce these things that you need, that your certain organs need, like your kidneys and your liver. But, yes, continue. Sorry.
I love that. And so
One more, Georgia, right there, please.
I got your compound question answer. Go.
Okay. Watermelon. Most people do not realize that watermelon is a super fruit. But if I ask 10 people what they do with the rind, they throw it away. The rind has green in it, which means it has minerals in it. Right next to the green, it has a white core. They throw it away. They spit the seeds out. If you understand that you're throwing away 70 to 80% of the nutrition that you're getting in the watermelon, then what you need to start doing is cutting your watermelon rinds down in little squares about the size of an ice cube and put them in a Ziploc so you can use them in your smoothies later instead of throwing your nutrition in the trash can. And the watermelon seeds, you don't get pregnant if you swallow a watermelon seed. That's just a myth. Okay. But what you can do is dry the watermelon seeds and then pulverize them and add them back to your food. If you notice that most people do the same thing with pumpkin seeds. They throw them away and then they go back to Whole Foods and buy some.
Right.
So we'll start right there.
Yes, you can definitely take the watermelon seeds. I've done a few things with them. I have roasted them. They are delicious, taste like sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds. You can also take the seeds and put them on top of like a salad. You can also grind them up and put them in a smoothie. Now, one thing Country said that I have not done in a while because I'll just eat the white part of the watermelon. I also juice it. So if you ever had a juiced up juice, especially the summer days, which is the watermelon juice, the rind and the seeds are all juiced in that. Because those seeds have, like, medicinal properties in them. So it's good to consume those. They're great for your intestines. Seeds in fruit and vegetables act as paintbrushes along the lines of your intestines to literally get shit out. That's why we need to consume sprouts and seeds. Also, about 30 grams are 30 grams is the ideal consumption of what you should consume daily of watermelon seeds. And if you're not eating that many seeds, that's okay. Like Country said, when you have a pumpkin, keep those seeds, roast them, put them on top, use them as toppings and use them. Now, back to the compound question as to when we consume the things in our blood type, and Jazz touched on it a little bit. When you have a disease or a disease that is in your body or you've been diagnosed with something, going into fasting mode is one of the best ways to regulate your body. It literally shocks your body and gives it, like, you can look at it this way. You know, when you go to get emissions on your car, they hook it up to a machine to make sure all the systematics are systeming and everything's running properly in order for you to pass that, right? So when you go through a fast, and let's say you say, I'm going to do 72 hours of just water, and I'm going to still work out, but I'm only going to do water. This recalibrates your body. This puts it in a different state. Your gut bacteria is now had time to rebuild itself, and now it's ready to take care of your gut. Now it sends signals to your kidneys and your liver and your filtration system and says, all right, she's eliminated all the things. Now we can send good bacteria to go ahead and heal these areas. And you're consuming water. Working out helps too, because your brain disperses different types of chemicals that that starts the homeostasis in your body, or just begin to break down or build up the things that's going on in your body. The second part to that, country, is when we consume the rind of fruit and vegetables. There's a certain way to consume it. A lot of times just cutting it, washing it, and then adding it to boiling water, different roots to it, like turmeric, ginger, ashwagandha, burdock, bladderwrack, and now this becomes an elixir for your gut and for your kidneys and for just your brain functioning as well, because now you'll give these nutrients to your body and it'll begin to go through reuptake and disperse different dopamines and different things in your body. And now it's like, all right, it's time for repairing. And then this beautiful thing falls over you, and it's called sleep. It's called rest. Shout out to Mary, aka my life coach, because she has been on to me for months about you have to slow down. You got to sit down. You don't have time to do anything. You're running. You're here. You're there. In my country voice, you zoop, 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 zoop. And then your body will get to a point where it'll say, hey, you know what? I'm tired and I'm shutting down on you. So then you'll have these triggers of headaches, stomach aches, body aches. And this is an indicator that your body is saying, hey, we're breaking down because you have ran us ragged. We need rest. So I vowed to myself to take a day of rest, Mary, and that is today. I am reporting live from my lovely home and my bed because I needed to just kind of take a moment to rest and reset my brain, write some things out. And also, it is the first of the month, and every first of the month for the next 7 days, I only consume juice and water. I don't consume food because I like to reset my body on a monthly basis. Jazz taught me something. I think it's called a breatharian. I screw it up every time. But to just go outside and participate in photosynthesis as the flowers do. So really going outside, taking multiple deep breaths and sitting in the sun. Meditation, reading, affirmation, all of these things are part of detox. So if there's anyone who is under the sound of my voice who's like, hey, this is my time. I want to become healthier. I want to become more conscious, aware. I want to know my blood type. I have this amazing website that you can go to. Order you a summertime fine cleanse. Order you a full body cleanse. There's also rewire feet on there to really rewire your brain and your body system to function properly and rid it of waste. Also, I have been partnering up with this amazing light. His name is Amistad. On TikTok, it's the Healthy Guest. This brother is so amazing. He is 50 years old, and he was struggling with erectile dysfunction. And he's always been pretty healthy, but his diet wasn't healthy. Now, you can have all the muscles and all the abs and eat trash. You just do the work. It's a balance of you doing the work and the consumption of trash. So the brother went like 60, 70 days on just fruit and veggies, and he ate them raw. Not only was he able to reverse the issues of the erectile dysfunction, but he was also able to regulate his body's levels, like his sugar, his blood pressure, even to the point where he was thinning at the top, like his hair was thinning. He was able to regrow his hair from changing his diet. So if you guys need any indicator that you need to do something more than what you're doing, this is it. Your body is so precious. And for those who are over 50, kudos to you because you made it halfway there. The goal is 100. I don't care what anybody says. The goal is also 100 and in your right mind and still able to do for yourself. So what you do today affects you 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now. So for all my lovely kids that's in their teens and their go-to snacks is Funyuns and Takis and sodas, and you're in your teens right now, you're in your 20s right now, you're headed for diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension in your later 20s and 30s. And when you have high blood pressure issues, then you have erectile dysfunction issues. Then you have things that your body, your blood doesn't flow correctly or get to the other extremities that you need. So then you experiencing pain and arthritis and neuropathy, and that's not what we're here for. You know that you are worth more than the things that you eat. I say this all the time. This is not a, but well, this is a disclaimer because I'm not fat shaming anybody or saying that I'm better than anybody, but nothing in this whole wide world tastes good as being healthy feels. So if I have to eat, and my family jokes about it, like, oh, she just eat grass with onions and garlic. If I have to eat grass with onions and garlic for my body to run at its optimum prime and me to feel good and feel healthy about myself, then that's what I'm going to consume. I don't have to have the sugar. I don't have to have the carbs because I know when I crave those things, I overdo it with those things. When I tell y'all I love cookies, and then I bake my own cookies. So, you know, I have a problem. So I have to go into a mindset which is like, you know what? I'm going to do 3 months no cookies. Now, if that's a little bit tough for somebody, I'm going to do 1 week no cookies. Or I'm going to do 1 week and I try to replace my coffee with mushroom coffee. Making little tiny, tiny adjustments to your overall life can have a major impact. So let's say moving forward today, June 1st, 2023, you're going to consume at least 4 bottles of water today. That's a start. That's a little bit of something. That is a half a gallon of water, 4 16-ounce bottles of water. You can do it. If you consume those 4 bottles of water today, tomorrow when you try to do it, your body is going to want more. So tomorrow, maybe you do 5, and so on and so forth till we get to a gallon. If you're not a person who likes their vegetables or is like, I just can't do that. I cannot consume that because it does something to my stomach. It's doing what it needs to do to your stomach. It's moving things out. It's moving it around. It's getting your gut bacteria back in line. It's leveling out your pH balance. It is getting you prepared to eliminate the things that you no longer need. Also, one of the things Mary taught me, even though I have this amazing lifestyle and I do the things, am I practicing what I preach? For some time when I first started the show, I was a little bit of a fraud because I'll tell you to go drink the water. I'll tell you to go and take naps and take time out for yourself. But I was running crazy. And Mary had to sit me down and said, gee, you're a phenomenal woman, but you're going to burn yourself out because you're trying to do all the things. But I'm still a little old school in my practices, and I feel like you practice what you preach, but at the same time, if you want something done and you want it done right, you got to do it yourself. Totally
wrong. That's not always true. If you have the right people, that's not always true. And that's where we have to get you out of that mindset that the only way to get it done right is do it yourself. You have to have the right people lined up to get things done. To get things done.
So it's all about what you consume.
Okay. I got two cliff notes right there. I got a mustard. Go ahead. Shoot it.
I was saying go.
Okay. I got a mustard seed worth of information. Let me call it a lemon seed of information that's worth ton and gold. The human body will fight off its own bacteria and enzymes, but not everybody else's. I get paid to watch people. They usually pay me to watch people during the winter months, but I'm going to drop it like it's hot because it's summertime. We talked about eating fruits and veggies. Question for your brain right now. Why does the tomatoes, the cucumbers, the apples shine? My job for the day was to watch the grocery store line and tell people and ask people an important question. I watched the man get out of his car. He forgot something in his car, so he touched the dirty door handle on his car because it was pollen season. On the way to the store, he twiggled and fixed his hat. I also noticed before the sliding doors opened up, he had a wedgie. He had to pull his wedgie out of position. When he went into the store, he touched 10 apples, but he did not buy one. Matter of fact, he bought the one that somebody else bought, and they shined it up on their shirt sleeve and ate it on the way home. Y'all are getting really good. Watch this. Watch this. Why do they shine? Because they lightly missed the fruits and veggies. Oh, that's for you all eaters, too. With wax. My question to the people and my question to you is, do you or do you not? You either do or you don't. Wash your fruits and veggies off really, 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 really good when you get them home, especially broccoli. I live in the peach state, the number one selling fruit in Georgia, but I tell you that most people don't wash it. Number two, have you ever tried to wash wax off with water? So when you get your fruits and veggies home and you strip them under the water in the sink, you didn't even wash it. You didn't even wet it. The wax repels off of it. Why am I telling you all this? So you can go to your local grocery store and buy the biggest bottle on the planet of something called lemon juice. I know you old schoolers, you old country thugs know about vinegar, apple cider vinegar, but it only kills 36 bacteria when lemon juice only kills about 6,000 plus, including the germs that old boy bought from his car and the shopping cart and all that other stuff that was touched by people that you don't even know. So I'm telling you, add lemon juice to your grocery list with your little fruits and veggies, lamb in the seat. Do not water it down. Spray them with 100% lemon juice. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Get one for the shower if you're running around like me and Georgette and you don't have time to wash the shower out every morning. Spray it on the bottom of your shower curtain. The citric acid will eliminate the bacteria and enzymes that you leave behind in your toilet, in your bathtub. And watch this. For you people that don't do dishes regularly, spray the coffee cup with lemon juice. Spray the dirty dish with lemon juice and come back and you won't even do dish detergent that leaves an enzyme on your dishes that's harmful to your body. Last one, Georgette. Y'all going to have to rescue me this one. I'm not turning this into a nightmare show. Most people under the sound of our voice, they've heard of it, but they don't know what it is. I'm going to say it softly so I don't blow up the airways. Parasite.
Yes. I also think that you should wash those veggies and fruits with a little bit of hot water. That'll take the wax off any day.
And to jump.
But nobody wants to wash their grapes in hot water.
You know what they
go
don't,
ahead,
but baking soda and vinegar is a great thing for your strawberries, for all your berries. You'll see the little bugs come out because we consume those. Because like I tell people, they say, oh, well, you eat healthy. You don't need a detox. And I said, yes, yes, you do. Because I consume more parasites than others.
So, Georgette, tell people what a parasite is. Just like good sugars and bad sugars, there's parasites in foods, whether you can see them or not, especially for us red meat eaters.
Yeah, for sure. It's just little mice.
I'm guilty. I'm laughing. I'm guilty. I eat parasites, too.
I mean, we all do. even though I eat, you know, healthy.
But a lot of people, Georgette, a lot of people that have weight issues don't realize that even though they're eating too many sweets and Twinkies and too late at night, they don't realize that they have something in their intestines called a parasite that will never allow Jenny Craig or any of those other diets to get them back on track again. So explain to people what a parasite is.
Okay. So it's a parasite is a close relation to, like, a different species. Like, it's an organism that lives inside another organism, meaning that it's a host. And it gets inside your body and it attaches itself to your intestines, to your liver, to your stomach, to your, it will attach itself to your organs and it will feed off your organs. So then you'll become to get those cravings, those sugars, those carbs, those salts, the dairy. You will begin to have these cravings because this is how they grow. They need sugar and dairy and carbs and they grow. And they can live inside of you for years, and they will grow, and you will know if you really have a parasite because you will lose a significant amount of weight quickly, and if you weren't trying, then that's the indicator right there, and you'll lose the weight or you'll be tired, fatigued, dry mouth, constipated, irritable. These are indicators. And so it's the predator that eats on the prey because you become the prey. Even though you ate the prey, and it becomes a predator once it gets inside your body, and then you become the prey. So that cycle is a never ending. So I'm going to wrap it up with telling you ways to eliminate. Remember, we're doing little subtle things, little tiny little bitty things to help with the bigger picture later on. So eating more raw garlic will help you pass a parasite or eliminate them. How you consume that raw garlic is you take a garlic clove, you cut it up into little pieces. And when I say little pieces where you could probably swallow like a little pill. You're going to allow it to sit for 8 to 10 minutes. It activates a different chemical. This chemical is equivalent to a amoxicillin, a penicillin. It's nature's antibiotic. So you want to consume that, if not daily, at least thrice a week, three times a week. Consuming pumpkin seeds is wonderful for eliminating parasites, and pomegranate seeds. Don't throw your pomegranate seeds away. Eat them. Don't spit them out.
Don't forget about that one. Don't forget about that walnut. You gave me a walnut taco for the first time in my life.
A walnut meat, and not just regular walnuts. You want to use black walnuts. These have more nutritional value in them, and they're better for your gut bacteria. Also, we're going to have to eat enzymes and other parasites to fight those parasites. So we're going to eat root vegetables, beets, carrots, turmeric, ginger. They found out that if you mix like seeds and honey, you can consume that, papaya seeds and honey, and that is a great eliminator of parasites in your body.
Hold tight.
Drink a lot of water to make sure you flush out your system. So if you do nothing else this month, take these three things with you. When you rise in the morning, let's drink some warm lemon or lime water. 2, drink more water throughout the day and consume a lot of watermelon this month because it is full out in season and it is here for you. I believe if you take those three things and you begin to implement this plan daily, or let's, if daily is too much of a commitment, let's do it weekly. You'll begin to see differences in your appearance, in your digestive when you go to the bathroom, and in your energy and mood level.
Oh, Georgette, just make sure and tell them do weekly. That's W E Weekly, not W-E-A-K-L-Y.
Ah!
Weekly.
Yes, you should assume it weekly. And, man, listen.
Strongly.
If you do nothing else, man, drink you some water and go outside and get in some sun, okay? Sunlight, air, water, laughter, good people who believe in you, who love you, keep them around you, okay? Everybody needs to get them a Mary. So y'all can sign up and optimize my life and get some coaching from the expert herself. And, you know, take it easy. Take it easy on you. Help is on the way. Just be open and ready to receive it. Life is definitely a race, but it's a marathon. So you get there the best way you can. Continue to show up for you. Continue to let your little light shine as bright as possible. And if you have some time today, give. Give some love. Give some advice. Give some hope. Give some aspiration. Give some affirmations. Just give today and see how good it makes you feel. Because giving is such a good way to tell the universe that you're ready for more and for the next level. And if anybody has any questions, comments, concerns, the floor is open for you, and I am here for you.
Live over here.
All right, I'm going to add one thing quick.
Yeah.
So our noon show today, we are going to talk about positive parenting. But we're doing this with a twist. Like me, like you, Georgette, positive parenting doesn't always mean just how you deal with your kids. Positive parenting is how you deal with yourself, how you parent yourself.
That part.
So we're going to talk about it, positive parenting in a whole lot, and how you can achieve your goals and how you can do what you do by parenting yourself in a different way to change your mindset.
I love that, Mary, because I always say I don't thank Gage because there's nobody here to come whoop my ass. So why am I beating him? I say that all the time. So I don't even whoop him. We talk it out.
And I was sitting over here thinking, wow, they should take it easy. If it comes easy, I'm going to take it twice because I've been praying for a double portion blessing.
Amen. It's on the way.
Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Translate just means that you do not have to do everything by yourself to get it right, done right by yourself. My example always is I have people around me that complete me, not compete with me. My granddaddy told me too many people in your life like you create envy and jealousy. But over here at the Hope Collection, we have professionals. I call them super friends. We're super friendly. We're super kind. But we work together to help bless humankind. I have strategically surrounded myself with people that have knowledge and expertise in my life that I don't have, which means that I don't have to do everything by myself just to get it right. Matter of fact, I just called my mechanic this morning and told him I need him to change my oil. Why? Because he's been changing oil for 56 years. He don't even get his hands dirty, puts rubber gloves on. Every time I try to change my oil, I get my nails dirty. I don't want to get my nails dirty. So I put somebody in my life that has more knowledge, more expertise, and can do what I need for them to do on a more timely fashion. It's called working smarter, not harder.
Amen to it. I thank y'all.
All right. So we are almost out of time for today. Back here at noon. And we're going to talk about positive parenting with a twist. Any final words, Georgia?
Be the change you want to see. Give a dollar away, maybe even two. Step back, watch it grow, and see what it do. Tell somebody you love them today because this may be their last day or yours. Continue being great on purpose. I believe in you. I love you. And it ain't shit you can do about it. Peace, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Join us.
Yes, it is. I'm going to love you back. And if you love me back, I'm going to love you more. If you love me more, I'm going to love you even more. If you love me even more, I'm going to love you to infinity. So you cannot outlove me loving you if you think you can. Guess what's getting ready to happen? We're getting ready to compete in love, compete in a love battle to see who can outlove each other the best, because that's just the way we love. Do unto others before they do unto you. And the love that you guys have been given eventually will come right back to you. Peace.
Join us at noon, same time, same place, same number. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.